This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
2025, it is day number three. And today, again, we talk about getting kind of reset for fitness in the brand new year. Stephen Stanfield is the CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, first of all, I got to ask, just how busy has the Y been the last couple days?
That's a great question, Kyle. So, I just have to say it's such a wonderful thing experiencing the Y and seeing all the community of people coming into the Y, you know, considering joining, you know, starting over in 2025 or just kind of doing a reset. So we welcome everyone to the YMCA. It's great to see everyone there and enjoying our programs, services, and just what all the Y has to offer for the community.
And what do you think about New Year's resolutions? Do you like those or not?
I do. I'm a fan. You know, I think anytime we have a chance to reflect, reset, you know, it doesn't have to be just at the beginning of the year, but when we take time to focus on ourselves, our family, those things, and make improvements, hey, we're just doing better for everyone.
And it seems like one of the ones that happens this time of year, of course, is the whole world of fitness, and people kind of want to create maybe some change. And, of course, there's a lot of different ways to do that. How do you feel like the Y can help if somebody's looking at that?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I mean, the YMCA has, I would say, the most variety of programs, services, offerings that anyone of any age, health level, you know, across the board is looking for in terms of making those improvements. You know, it's from water classes, therapeutic type classes to high intensity workouts, you know, just getting connected with other people in the community. It's, you know, it's not just about physical health. It's not just about diet, nutrition. It's about mind, body, spirit. And that's what the Y offers. So we're a connector. We're a convener. We're here for the community. So even just getting connected with new people you haven't met, it's a great way to start off the new year and develop new healthy habits.
I imagine somebody that maybe has never been in any Y, maybe they would think, you got basketball courts, you got a pool, maybe you've got some weightlifting equipment and all that. Why don't you talk about all the various things that are offered there and just how diverse it is?
Oh my goodness, do we have enough time? So the YMCA, we have been in the community, serving the community for over 75 years. Yes, we have the basketball courts, we have the volleyball courts, we have 9 pickleball courts, we have 2 pools, a warm therapy pool for swim lessons and recreation swim. We have our lap pool for lap swimming, aquatics classes. We have a newly renovated courtyard area that we opened up last year, and it is just a big open recreation area. There's ping pong, there's cornhole, there's weightlifting equipment, there's, you know, barbells and dumbbells and, you know, all the fun stuff that individuals, families, kids can all enjoy. It's indoor, outdoor. It's fully turfed. We did just resurface our basketball courts, so they're all brand new, all new lines, beautiful, shiny courts. We've done some facility upgrades in terms of flooring. We're remodeling our family shower rooms, which will be done next week, which we're super excited for because those are just, you know, extremely popular areas of use for the YMCA. So yeah, we're continuously improving, and we have so much to offer, all the way from aquatics to fitness to childcare, you name it. We're here for the community.
So with a facility that big, I mean, you talked about these upgrades and changes. You really have to keep on it in terms of looking around probably and continuously evaluating, you know, maybe not stuff that you can do immediately because some of it comes at a bigger ticket item, but things that you want to keep improving.
Absolutely. We're always looking to improve the Y. You know, the Y is a facility, but it's also beyond the Y. We serve Douglas County, so we're always looking to serve other areas in our county. So if we can have an opportunity to bring our programs and services to wider areas, a more broad area in Douglas County, we will be, you know, we're excited to do that when those opportunities open up as well. But in our facility here that we've been in since 1961, we are continuously improving, expanding, adding new things to offer to all ages of our community.
And talk about you said all ages. What's the average, is there like an average age of somebody at the Y?
0 to 103. I mean, we've got the whole spectrum in terms of our age. Everyone at the Y, from, you know, the youngest of the young just getting introduced to the water and how to be safe in the pool, to the senior classes in our pools doing lap swimming. We have a swim instructor who is 103 years old, Peggy. She's been teaching swim lessons at the YMCA for 55 years. So it's all across the board.
Now, wintertime, what's going on in particular at the Y?
So we do have some new classes starting. So some slow burn, you know, a medium intensity strength class for building strength and balance. We're also opening up a aerial yoga class starting later this month as well. But really, you know, our youth basketball program starts this month. We have about 200 kids signed up for that. Upcoming in the future, we've got t-ball, we've got soccer. So the best way to stay current with what the YMCA is offering is just go to our website, check it out. We just got a new website just a few weeks ago. It's ymcaofdouglascounty.org. That will give you all the current updates as to new programs coming out, what's starting in the next couple months. So that's the best way to stay current.
A couple hundred for basketball, that's a lot.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, and we love having all the kids and the parents and the volunteer coaches who work together to develop new skills for the kiddos. It's just one of our most favorite things.
One of the maybe unique things about the Y in some ways is the kind of the mix of staff and the volunteers. Talk about how that works.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, the YMCA is a 501c3 charitable organization. We have been for over 180 years as a worldwide organization. We serve in 120 countries. We have about 65 million members worldwide, and we are a charitable organization. So we rely on volunteers giving their time to help with our program services. Our board of directors is a volunteer board. And so, our founding principles of giving and volunteering is part of the YMCA and has been for our rich history.
Talk about the value of the Y in terms of helping people with fitness versus somebody trying to buy some equipment and stick it in a room at their house.
Well, I think the thing about the YMCA is that we are a connector and convener. So you can do it at home. Absolutely. Anyone can, you know, set things up, take care of themselves, work on their health. There's just an X factor when you join a community like the YMCA, whether it's, you know, even if you're doing individual workouts, even if you're there to just focus on yourself. But then there's the kind of that additional aspect of being part of a community, getting to know new people, learning people's names, saying hi, just kind of the additional benefits of being in an organization is very inspirational and can help with that balance, that mind, body, spirit improvements. It's not just about physical and it's not just about diet. It's all three. It's mind, body, spirit.
Now, you said anybody could get equipment at home. You haven't seen me try to assemble equipment because that treadmill that I use, it would not make it into the house without help from somebody. And that's one of the things as well, is that you've got equipment there all over the place that is, while people might be able to buy one of something, maybe two for their house, you've got a lot of options that it would be hard for the average person to fund for their own own property.
It is. They are pretty costly. And like you said, you know, if you get one piece, that's one thing. But we have the spectrum of all the cardio equipment, the weight training equipment, the functional training equipment. We just got this cool thing called the tank. It's this four-wheel contraption out in the courtyard where it adds resistance. So the harder you push, the harder it is to push. You can add weight. So it's like pushing a heavy object across the floor, which is really fun. Or you can pull it. You can all do all sorts of things. So yes, we have the spectrum. And in fact, we are raising funds. We're just about to our goal of replacing all of our cardio and strength equipment that's a little bit outdated. So we're going to, you know, level up and get some new equipment here pretty soon.
Wow. That's got to be a big undertaking.
It is, yes. Probably 30 to 50 pieces of equipment that have, you know, have reached their end of useful life. And we are excited to bring in some new equipment and bring new fun things for our community.
So you said the fundraising is still going?
Yeah, we're going to wrap up just about the 12th of January. But you can go to ymcaofdouglascounty.org and donate. We appreciate all community support for all of our programs and services. Every dollar that goes to the YMCA helps people of all ages access the YMCA.
All right, more when we come back with Stephen Stanfield. Interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock on Monday. We continue kind of our back to the New Year series. And noted national economist Dr. Elliot Eisenberg will be joining us, I believe, from Florida. He travels around the world lecturing and talking about the economy. We're going to look at the U.S. economy, the world economy, and more with Dr. Elliot Eisenberg, a longtime friend of our program on Mondays. Inside Douglas County, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, Stephen Stanfield in right now. One of the other aspects that isn't so much fitness related with the Y, but an area that you have addressed increasingly in recent years, has been the whole area of childcare. It has been such a struggle for a lot of people where a parent or both parents or whatever the situation is needs to work, but you've got to find a childcare situation. Talk about what you are offering for that for folks in need there these days.
Yes, absolutely. So as some of us know, every county in Oregon is classified as a childcare desert, which means there's just not enough slots for the demand of childcare in the county. And Douglas County is ranked pretty high in that childcare desert. The YMCA has been a licensed childcare facility for 37 years. So we offer a preschool program, so that ages 3 to 5. We do have openings, which is fantastic. So if you go to ymcaofdouglascounty.org and look at our preschool program, you can fill out an inquiry form if you're looking for childcare. So we also offer, we're licensed for up to 60 kids, and we go from ages 3 all the way up to 12. We do before school programs and after school programs as well.
And are they all held right there on your main facility?
That is correct. So we just have our main facility, so which is fun because the kiddos get to explore the rest of the YMCA at certain times in terms of going down to the gym and going to some of our youth programming. Sometimes they get to skate over at the skating center. And so, yeah, it is a comprehensive, amazing program. Our teachers are incredible that focus on the kids, and they're thriving, building life skills, and just having a wonderful time at the YMCA.
Anytime somebody is seeking child care, there's always concerns from parents, even with people they know sometimes, but especially when you're dealing with an organization or whatever. Talk about how you make sure all the kids are safe.
Well, so licensed child care is, you know, a highly regulated part of childcare. So from all of our teachers, their qualifications, to our directors and their qualifications. So we have inspections, we follow all the regulations for licensed childcare. And so, you know, we create a safe, fun, thriving environment for your kiddos from the beginning to end of the day, every day, Monday through Friday.
And talk about the other piece there as well, is you've got like a separate entrance, right, for them?
That's correct. Yeah. So pretty much childcare is, you know, it's its own facility within our facility, because with the regulations in terms of who's allowed in the childcare area, because it's kind of mapped out for our area per square footage, what we need in terms of bathrooms and classrooms and play areas and all the, you know, all the rules and safety features that we have in place, you know, practicing fire drills and other safety drills. So we are, you know, we follow the rules to the T to make sure that our kids are thriving, our teachers are able to create a safe environment, and it's overall just a very great program.
What can you tell us about the history of the YMCA kind of from the national level?
Oh man, so the YMCA is just over 180 years old. It was founded in London, England in 1844. We opened up in Boston, Massachusetts, and I think in 1851. Again, we're in about 120 countries around the world. We have about 65 million members worldwide. You know, and we've left our mark around the world. I'm not sure if you knew, but the YMCA invented a couple sports that are pretty popular around the world.
Like what?
Basketball. So that was invented in 1891 by James Naismith. The YMCA also invented racquetball in 1949. Volleyball. We also invented volleyball. It used to be called Mintonette, but in 1895 in Massachusetts, volleyball was invented. The YMCA also invented group swim lessons in Detroit. And a holiday that some of us like to enjoy, Father's Day, was founded at the Spokane YMCA.
Wow.
So we've left our mark. We didn't invent pickleball, but that's okay. We're not too prideful. But yeah, we've left our mark around the world.
You know, it's funny. I don't even think about those sports being invented. They just have always been there. And you got to realize that somebody one day got this idea and figured out what to use to make it happen. That's funny.
That's what the YMCA does. Our program directors from basketball, 1891, James Naismith, he was tasked to create a program for the staff. And during the winter, he put peach baskets up on the wall, and they threw a ball in there, and they actually used to climb up a ladder, get the ball out of the peach basket, and then come back down and continue to the game. It took about a year before they cut the bottom out of the peach basket so the ball would go all the way through.
Somebody had to figure that out. Said, wait a second, this would work better if we did it a little bit differently. So for the local Y, you mentioned having a board. How many people are on that?
So we have 14 wonderful members on our board. We've been serving Douglas County for over 75 years, in our current location for about 63 years.
And how large is your staff?
So we have about 165 staff, mostly part-time. But our part-time staff are just fantastic, from teaching classes to teaching swim lessons and, you know, keeping the kids safe. And then, of course, our leadership staff is amazing as well.
Now, one of the things I've seen in there is that you have fitness trainers. And I know sometimes people, some of the equipment that you use, not everybody always knows exactly what they should do. You kind of just try out some things, and maybe sometimes your success level would be greater, or your achievement would, go better if you've had a trainer who's dealt with this for a long time. What do you offer there?
Absolutely. Sometimes it is just the benefits of working with an expert. You know, we have a fantastic team of trainers. And also when you join the Y, we offer a free orientation. So those who may not be as comfortable if it's their first time or just getting back into the gym. So we can teach you how to use the equipment, show you how to get on a program that can work for you. So you can kind of rejoin or start new safely, confidently. And then of course we have our team of trainers who are there, who do a variety of services, all the way from post-rehabilitation services or getting people prepped for surgeries to strength and conditioning programs as well.
Now, and you've got classes at different times of the day for different things involving fitness.
Yes. So we have both water classes that spread throughout the week. And we also have land classes. So we have about 65 different classes offered each week, from therapeutic water classes all the way to high intensity weight training classes in our courtyard, like boot camp classes. So whatever your fitness level, whatever your, you know, wherever you're at in age, comfortability, you can find something at the Y and meet new people and have a great time, because we are here to welcome you. Everyone belongs at the Y.
Now, these classes like that, those come usually with an additional charge, right?
No, all of the classes that we offer at the YMCA are included in your membership. And right now, through the 18th, if you join the YMCA, we'll waive any kind of joining fee. And then the 20th, we're actually partnering with Saving Grace Humane Society. We're going to do a food drive. So bring in some pet food and we'll waive your joining fee. And so it'll be a win-win for our pets and Saving Grace and the amazing work they do in our community. And then you get to be a member of the YMCA as well.
And I know that you guys really do work with a lot of other nonprofit organizations.
Absolutely. So we are partnered with several organizations, such as Umpqua Health Alliance, which offers a fantastic qualification for a paid-for membership for qualified members. So if you're a member of Umpqua Health Alliance, you are potentially qualified to get your membership paid for at the YMCA, which is a fantastic deal. We also work with other insurance companies like Atrio, FlexCard. But we also host other nonprofit organization programs and services as well, such as FARA Fun Nights. That's a free teen fun night on Wednesdays. So they've been doing that at the YMCA since they started in November, so that's going really well. And so, yeah, we're always looking for new partnerships. We work with the Umpqua United Soccer Club, so to practice indoor soccer during certain times of the off season. So, yes, absolutely, we will partner with anyone we can, and if it's good for the community.
All right, and again, as we wrap up, you mentioned the new website. Give folks the address and how they can get connected with all this.
Yes, please visit ymcaofdouglascounty.org for all your information. Support your local Y or any of your charities of choice. We appreciate the community, and we just love serving everyone in Douglas County.
Stephen Stanfield, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.